afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Thank you.
These days, we frequently hear phrases like, believe in yourself, and all you've got to do is believe. You may believe in yourself, but to what extent do others believe in you? How much trust do others place in you? In an increasingly cutthroat environment, where it's every man for himself, trust has become just another marketing ploy, another smokescreen designed to present an image. But for trust to really work, it must have substance, it must carry weight, and it must generate quality outcomes such as excellence and artistry. But trust also does something else, something even more important. It builds relationships, strengthens the bonds of love we generate every day. Trust is a bond which has far-reaching implications. To establish trust, one must always act honorably and be driven by a desire to serve. The other day, a client said to me, completely unsolicited, "I trust you." Trust is a big deal because it is the foundation of all friendship and a business relationship genuinely built on friendly terms has multiple advantages. It opens doors and simplifies and smooths one's dealings because your word is often good enough. A trustworthy person almost never needs supervision. Your clients become your best advocates and tell their friends about your work. So offers come to you with almost no effort and at no cost. You will find you may not even need to prepare quotations in many cases, and absolute business strangers often don't even want to discuss or mention cost. This is not fiction. It happens to me all the time. In times gone by, we used to do business like this. A person's word, the shake of a hand, was good enough. No contracts needed, no complicated agreements designed to protect everyone from everyone else. That kind of scenario may seem too idealistic, too simplistic to ever work, certainly on any large scale. But it is possible to achieve, if not necessarily in every case, then certainly to a large extent. Trust has many implications in society, but what it boils down to is rather simple. To be trusted, you must do nothing more than care. Actually, that's all there is to it. All you need to do is really care. You don't have to think clever, scheme and plot an advantageous approach or pathway to a successful outcome. Because no matter how things go along the way, no matter what problems arise, what mistakes are made, who is and isn't to blame and so on, if you care, you're always going to act in the interests of everyone concerned. To a caring person, acting honourably comes naturally because they always follow through, even though not necessarily as and when expected or even demanded by others. Caring does not mean putting everyone else's desires first all the time. What it means is considering everyone's requirements, including your own. Success ceases to be a desire or even a goal, becoming instead a consistent, natural outcome every time. There's no progress in the status quo. To get progress, you must have change. Change not only in what is done, but how it is done. If you want to change the world, and who doesn't, you must start with yourself. Evolve your ideas and understanding about self. Gain insight into this idea of the collective self. Dial in a new set of standards. Reboot yourself with a better operating system with more advanced features. Don't just accept yourself as you are. Demand more and set out to be better in every way, and you will find the price of such an approach to living in terms of cost is far outweighed by the payback. The reason for this is also simple. That which you give comes back 100-fold. Believe it, but most of all, live it.
take time to think deeply and investigate thoroughly, we find that which we thought was hidden was actually right in front of us all along. Keep listening. We'll be back next week.